Hello, my friends. This is Nikram, and this last talk, I'm going to talk about two books that have similar topics, similar theme. AJ introduces all of these books and another books, and he's trying to convince us to live the life which we have imagined, the life that is our dreams. In fact, he's trying to help us to be the great person, to be the superior man. The number one book is Walden by Henry David Thoreau, and another book is The Way of Superior Man by David Dada. Walden, the book is about Henry's experiment when he decided to go away from the town where he was into the forest, into the woods, and built a small simple house and lived there by himself alone, and then wrote a book about this experiment, this experience. Maybe a lot of people in centuries and centuries, in different period of history, in different location in the world, have done this experiment, have done this experience. But Henry is the first American that went away into the forest and lived by himself, and then wrote a book about this experiment. But he was going to develop his philosophy of a simple life. In fact, at that time, maybe about during the American Civil War, people worked hard. They worked during a lot of time during the day, and they wanted to have more and more things and more furniture. And now, of course, that technology is developed, and there is a lot of version of computers and iPads, so people are more ambitious, and they're trying to work hard to get more and more, to have the best car, to have the biggest house. So in this condition, people feel more stressed. Henry, in his book, talks about making a simple life, and says, in as proportion as you simplify your life, you will be more comfortable. And so if you make your life simple, then you will be more relaxed. He says, if a person moves toward his dream confidently, strongly, and then try to get his dream, God or force in of universe will help a person to reach his dream. If person is a religious person, if one is a religious person, of course God will help. God is waiting to help the person to reach his dream in common hours, in normal hours of his time, of his life. And he make dream, he says, dream is like a castle in the air. As a building, as a house, as a castle need to support by foundation, a dream that is like a castle in the air, need to support by something. And of course, its foundation for dream is taking action. He says, don't say, if I make a dream, then I'm it's just a dream, so I'm a dreamer, I'm not realistic. Don't say this sentence to yourself. You make even a big dream and try to get your dream, try take action to get your dream. In another book, The Way of Superior Man, David Dada, and he talks about fear. One important point that stops us to live the life of our dreams. And he says everyone has fear. Even a super rich person, a top performer have fear. We're all afraid of something. We're all afraid of what other people will think about us. We're afraid of other people's opinion. Nobody likes to be criticized. Sometimes we are afraid of falling, and sometimes we are afraid of success. We say, if I'm a successful person, then I have more stress. So the important point is everybody has fear. But we have to recognize it. We have to accept and welcome to fear. We have to embrace the fear and go past the fear. If we say, I'm not afraid of anything, then we're lying to ourselves. And even our friend will know that. Then they won't trust us. They see we're not using our ability. And they see we're not using our potential. And they see we're lying to ourselves. So they won't trust us. They won't respect us. And if we accept fear, we recognize our fear and keep going what we want to do, we will feel alive, we feel energy. And most people work a job and make money, maybe. They hate the job and never change it because of fear. And sometimes people don't hate the job, but they don't love it. They work day after day. They work week after week, year after year. They don't like their job. What a boring life, you see? And don't change it because of fear. In this situation, they do an uneventful job. In this situation, you are in this situation. If you hate your job, and don't like it, so quit your job and stop this boring job. Start without accept fear, take risk, and start what you want to do. Study about it, learn something, take a lot of risk, and never stop because of fear. Don't make your ability weak by fear. Fear is a limit, is edge between being superior man or being an inferior person. Fear is a limit between being happy or being a miserable person. AJ, for example, When he quit his job as a teacher, he was afraid, and he said to himself, "If I quit my job, maybe I would be homeless. I would be penalized." But he don't let fear stop him of improving, of progressing. So he. Day after day, and develop his work. He in advanced what he want to do, and you see what how much he is successful. And now he trying to invite a lot of people from a lot of country to his club, and he. Do a lot of seminar in a lot of country to introduce his job, his successful work. What I want to say, one of the purpose that we all have is to be great, excellent speaker, English speaker. So accept fear. Accept fear and don't let fear stop us from being better and improving. And another important point that I want to tell is a winner never quits. Have a good time. Goodbye.